First Nephi, chapter 4. In the beginning of this chapter, Nephi again tried to talk his brothers into going back to Jerusalem. In the first verse, he explains to us that if we put our faith in the Lord, then we need not fear anything on this earth, including an army of 10,000. He then goes on to quote to them about Moses, that it was through faith in the Lord's power that Moses was able to part the Red Sea. Now, the important point here is that it is not a faith in ourselves that we part seas or move mountains, but a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ's power. We must have faith that He is more powerful than anything on this earth. Nephi explains all this to Laman and Lemuel, but they still want to follow their own eyes and their own minds. They have no faith, neither do they even want to feel the Spirit, as they know that it will tell them that they must go to Jerusalem. They really know that they should follow Nephi, and so in verse 4, they do it grudgingly. To grudgingly follow the Lord is not considered righteous. The reason is that no character change or improvement occurs from doing something grudgingly. While Laman and Lemuel wait, Nephi sneaks into the city by himself. In verse 6, it says that Nephi is led by the Spirit. We need to remember that to this point, Lehi's family are the only righteous inhabitants of Jerusalem. Their characteristic for righteousness is that they follow the Spirit against the church, government, friends, other members of their family, and even the armies or police of their day. We learn here that after the Lord commands us to do something, then He expects us to follow the Spirit to execute that command, according to the path that the Lord has prepared for us. Thus, it becomes a growth experience for us also. If we want to be considered righteous today, then we should be developing the same relationship with the Lord that Nephi had. Otherwise, we will be like those in Jerusalem who will be destroyed or taken captive. There is not an in-between choice. We either progress in one direction or in the other direction. In verses 7 and 8, Nephi finds Laban passed out from alcohol. In verse 10, the Spirit tells Nephi to slay Laban. Nephi does not want to do it, as it goes against his heart. In verse 11, he goes through a personal struggle to see if he can find justification. What we can feel that he is doing is struggling with his conscience. In verse 12 and 13, the Spirit says to him that it does not matter what his conscience says, that the Lord has commanded him to slay Laban for the Lord's purposes, and thus Nephi should do the Lord's commandment above all else. In verse 14, we learn that Nephi learns that the keeping of the Lord's commandment is the prime law. Let us stop then and analyze what has happened in the first four chapters of the Book of Mormon with respect to Nephi, remembering that Nephi is an example for us. We see that he and his family have went against the church, government, friends, and other members of their family in order to follow the Spirit, in order to leave Jerusalem. Then he is told by the Spirit to repeatedly go back to Jerusalem, which goes completely against all his and man's reason. Now the Spirit is telling him to go against his conscience. The tie in this is that as we continue to follow the Spirit, then we should grow in our strength and believe in the Spirit until we are willing to do anything that it tells us. Our prime consideration during this is to do the will of the Lord, not to prove our own greatness as the Lafferty's and others have done. Notice that Nephi walked humbly before the Lord as he carried out his commands, while the Lafferty's and others experienced great pride and glory in their actions. In verse 15 through 17, we see that Nephi continues to study and ponder this. We are given clear indication that he did not want to do this and was clearly walking humbly before the Lord. He then comes to a clear decision through the Spirit that this is part of the Lord's plan and that the Lord has indeed prepared the way for this to happen. He is ensuring that this is not a deception of the devil. In verse 18, he goes ahead and kills Laban with his prime consideration to follow the Spirit and the Lord. We must continue to ask ourselves if we are progressing in the same direction as Nephi, or do we think that the Lord gives us these accounts only for a few people who are someone else? If you think that it is for a few, then you are right. They are the few humble followers of Christ. The Lord gave this book for all of us. It is possible for all of us to heed it and follow the example in it. Unfortunately, only a few will take it literal and use it to become true followers of Christ. Let us return to verse 14. Another piece of doctrine is in this verse, and that is that those who follow the Lord will prosper. This is the second time that this has been mentioned in Scripture, and this is only chapter 4. Notice that it says prosper in the land, which means physical prosper or physical prosperity. This is a sign of those who follow Christ. He loves his children, and he has desired, as we do for our children, that they have the comforts of the world. But the world will deprive them from his followers. Thus, we must follow him specifically to obtain the prosperity that he has prepared for us. When you do follow him, he will show you that they do not have much eternal value. Continuing with the account in verse 19, Nephi dresses in Laban's clothes and goes to the servant of Laban and has him take him to Laban's treasury to get the records. In verse 22, it says that they speak of the elders. This is important because we learn that Laban was of high standing among the elders. This clarifies that Nephi and Lehi had to go against the highest leaders of both church and government in order for them to follow the Lord. Continuing the count in verses 23 through 27, they get the records and take them to the brothers who are waiting outside. The brothers begin to run when they see him coming. Again, we see that Laman and Lemuel were ruled by the sight of their eyes. They do not follow the Lord or take comfort in the Spirit. Instead, they judge everything according to the world. Neither do they have any faith in the Lord, that is, that he could protect them. Faith in the Lord is manifest by following the Spirit in view of the opposition to the world or physical evidence. Zoram, the servant of Laban, then becomes concerned as Nephi calls to his brothers. Nephi holds him and will not let him flee. Nephi says that he uses strength given to him by the Lord. When serving the Lord, we may then be called to do things that are beyond our physical capability. We are then to have faith that the Lord can actually increase our physical strength. Notice how casual Nephi was about this. If the Lord told him to do it, then it is obvious that the Lord will prepare a way or give him the strength. The rest of the chapter then explains that Zoram goes down into the wilderness with them and joins them.